Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is the Captain Planet Megazord. I know that doesn't make any sense, it's not supposed to, but it will in a couple of minutes. This is the last episode of 2021. I hope you all had a good year, and I'm wishing you an amazing, remarkable, successful 2022. If you're thinking about how to best position yourself to make it the best year you've ever had at work, I don't claim to be able to help with anything else, do reach out. I'm genuinely excited about what this new year has in store and what we can all achieve together. So if you want to see if and how we can work together, my email is always in the show notes. Now let's get to business. A repeating theme that I see quite a lot in my line of work is where I see an executive, be it the CTO, the COO, the chief product officer, someone who feels like they have an idea or know better how things should be done or think about a new opportunity for the company, something that's, you know, not quite localized to their own specific organizations, something that actually matters to many other people and parts of the company. And then what a lot of them tend to be doing, even if they are not first timers, is just to give up. It's like, that's gonna be too hard, or that's out of my area of responsibility, or just give up because they feel like they will never make that happen. It is just too much for them. It is too big. It is someone else's responsibility. It's not within their purview, whatever. And you'd be surprised, but more often than not, when I'm talking to my clients about these things, and I try and ask them, hey, who else should care about this? Is this actually something that might help others in the company? We spot interesting stuff, like a client of mine that's now considering a pivot that will make them stand out from essentially every single other competitor within their space, but it does entail a lot of courage because it is a pivot. And yet, the VP I'm working with, who is not in charge of product, who is not in charge of strategy, sees this, understands how important this is, and initially felt like, I've got nothing to do here because, again, it is not his responsibility. And when I asked him, hey, who else would actually really benefit from this? He listed out two other executives. And we started doing the with them exercise. You know, what's in it for me? We thought about each and every one of those different executives in the company. We started listing out who would be his allies if he actually tries and make this happen. And once we had that list and we knew who are the people he needs to bring aboard and we knew what those people actually get from this initiative, he started going after them, one after the other, talking to them, massaging the idea with them until he had a group of support within the executive team. And then, what do you know? When that group together made the case in the next executive team meeting, the CEO essentially had no reason not to consider this seriously. Now, I'm not saying the CEO agreed on the spot. I wouldn't expect them to agree to a major change within a single meeting. But they did start to make real progress. They already have things on the roadmap to start thinking exactly about this and how does this happen and what should they do before they commit to it, etc. So they are in the right direction, and they are starting to make the change happen. And how did this come to be? Because these executives work together. And then, I don't know if you've ever seen those shows that I used to see as a kid, but we had the Power Rangers, who would come together and create the Megazord. And we had the Planeteers, who would all put up their rings together and create or summon Captain Planet. When you work together, you can get something incredible, something that you cannot do all by yourself. And this is precisely what being a real executive is all about. You are not just responsible for things that are directly under your purview. You are not limited to just looking at that. And you should not expect to be able to do only the things that you can completely control. Yes, if things are not entirely within your control, you might not be able to change them, but that doesn't mean that you should give up. Creating these sorts of partnerships, creating these teams where everyone sees the benefit of something, even if it's a different benefit for each one of them, means that you will be able to get a lot more impact and leverage on the company as a whole. And you should not default to giving up on your ideas merely because it's not going to be straightforward. Try and think about the WIFMs, about the what's in it for me, for each and every one of them, and make sure to create these sorts of partnerships. Gain those allies so you can make the things that truly count happen. This is what sets you apart from a glorified manager and a genuine executive in the company. Now consider, as there is such an opportunity in stock for you in 2022. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter for tech executives online with a bunch of exclusive insights, weekly articles, weekly podcasts, and more. The link is in the show notes, along with my email if you have any questions or comments or you want to reach out to me. Thank you, and talk to you next year.